mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
But when we get somebody like this around, I feel like I know him so good because I've interviewed him probably 20, 30 times over the years, and I've played so many clips of him on the air, and I also like to watch his church services from Montana. He used to be in Florida. He gave a really good one that I saw a couple weeks ago talking about the connection from the past to now, which really resonated with me. But he went through the Bible verses of everything our ancestors did against tyranny is for naught if we don't continue it. It's like electricity. And you think about your grandmother, her grandmother, your grandfather, going back, they all loved that person, took care of them, and then the next person was born, and it's like electricity. There's a genetic line, but also a training, everything spiritual, right back to people 50 generations ago, 100 generations ago. And it's just amazing. But I'm already going off into his sermon on that. Perhaps tonight on the Nightly News we can get into some of the bigger issues here. But he's got a new book out. He's put two books out with his son, his constitutional lawyer, Timothy Baldwin. Pastor Chuck Baldwin's here. This is a little short 5-minute segment. Some stations don't carry it, so we'll really come back in a moment. But the new one is To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. From a biblical perspective, and even if you're not a Christian, 77% of this country says they're a Christian. And they, Billy Graham and his son, you know, turn your guns in. Please, you know, IRS harasses. They are government minions more and more. And, you know, Chuck knows all these people. He's been in those big national councils with them and the rest of it. We're going to talk about how we take the churches back in America today. I want to get into that. I want to get into the scandals. What else do you want to get into today, Chuck?
Well, Alex, first of all, it's great to be with you.
It's good to have you here, my friend.
It's good to see the studio. Good to see your staff. Good to see what you're doing here from Austin.
To see me stomping around.
See you behind the camera. It's terrific to be here. Thank you very much. And all these issues you're talking about are the issues that all of us are addressing in our own venues. And, you know, we've been in Montana now for about 3 years and loving it. Just, you know, love what God is doing for us there in the Flathead Valley of Montana. Got a brand new church up there called Liberty Fellowship. Alex, it's a non-501c3 church. And that's exciting to me because we don't have to worry about any of that. And we've got hundreds of people that are coming and attending and excited. And our Liberty Fellowship video messages are online. Thousands of people are watching. We got hundreds and hundreds of people that are watching us live every Sunday afternoon as we live stream the broadcast across America. A lot of people are fed up. They can't find a church that they can attend. There's no Patriot pastor in the pulpit. So they watch us every Sunday afternoon at 2:30 Mountain Time. And in their home or the living room, they have community centers, they have a VFW post, whatever it may be. They gather around the TV.
And you're teaching the old real Christianity, not the new thing. And you were telling me, you know, I was on the phone that you have a lot of people that aren't even Christians coming now.
Yeah,
because that's what originally attracted people was the message of liberty. Where there is the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty.
Right. And a lot of the people that come and then they don't know the Lord after coming for a little while and they hear the message of truth and the message of liberty from the scripture that's not being preached usually, they wind up accepting the Lord and becoming a Christian. So that, you know, that's really exciting.
But you're not beating people over the head with it.
No, we just
it's all these Pharisee preachers that turn everybody away.
We just preach the truth and you know, all truth comes from Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. All truth comes from Christ. And that means all truth ultimately leads to Christ. So when you preach the truth, and that includes the truth of liberty and freedom and constitutional government and the principles that God has inculcated in his word relative to freedom, when you preach that, it's going to ultimately lead back to Christ. I mean, it can't help but.
Absolutely. Chuck Baldwin's our guest. We're going to get into the IRS scandals. Benghazi, get his take on the brutal beheading by a Muslim extremist after they ran a British trooper over. And people are saying that's a false flag. I don't think it is. This is some morons. But the West has been radicalizing Islam for the clash of civilizations, and they can take our liberties. We're going to break that down as well. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is at least in the freeway. Yes, fashion will ride as the cities fly by. The daylight.
Well, Pastor Chuck Baldwin is our guest, syndicated talk show host, best-selling author, very popular presidential nominee and candidate for the Constitution Party. Actually, got a lot of national attention. Listed in the MIAC Homeland Security Report as an evil extremist, along with Ron Paul and others. Do not dare listen to what he has to say. It's so horrible. And, of course, you know, the only thing worse is a returning veteran or a libertarian or constitutionalist. Or in Colorado, they're openly, you know, the state police have admitted the feds are asking him, are you prepared to confiscate Christians' guns? That was in the Denver Post. And even Fox News reports that, oh, they now list evangelicals and Catholics next to Al-Qaeda in the Army training manuals. So I guess they also badmouth George Washington, so you're in good company. I'm not. That's not satire, folks. No, we just had legendary satirist Mike Judge of King of the Hill and so much more in that big exclusive interview, but this is not satire. And by the way, we're carrying both of his powerful books. These really could change the face of this country, which is starting to happen. Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. This was Hitler's favorite verse. To say, you know, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, do what the government says, when it's actually the opposite of what the Bible says. It's full of, it's got to be 50 or something Bible verses in here. Great book, history. But the new one is To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns, by Timothy Baldwin, who is a constitutional lawyer, and of course his dad, Pastor Charles O. Chuck Baldwin. And you know, he's on with us right now for the rest of the hour. He's going to be on whatever he wants to cover on the nightly news tonight. The real reasons he's here is to be interviewed for Obama Deception 2. And, of course, he was kind enough to come here. I guess it didn't get relayed when I said set him up for Obama Deception 2, that was why he was here. But now he knows that's why he's here. So much going on. A lot of stuff goes into making the sausage around here, folks. You don't want to see it happen. But before we get into all of this, and both these books are available at InfoWarsStore.com, and purchasing there also supports the work we're doing and this whole operation we've built. Before we get into coming out saying, yeah, we'll kill U.S. citizens with drones, no judge, no jury. And now they executed one of the patsies who supposedly knew the patsy bombers at the Boston thing. They said, we don't know how, why it really happened. We just shot him in the head at his house. And I'm afraid they'll come shoot me in the head and say I resisted or something. I mean, this is what authoritarian systems tend to do. We've got really a clash happening. An awakening is happening. How big, is questionable, but it appears to be giant from what I've seen. But while the evil is also on the offense, I wanted to ask Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, his take on the state of the world in general and this tectonic, historic battle that's taking place. But first off, great to have you here, my friend. What do you think of the studios now that you've had a tour?
Fantastic. It's great. It's great to meet the staff. You got some wonderful people working around you. You got some great facilities, building a brand new studio. It's awesome. I mean, if what people see on the camera is just a small portion of what it takes to run this show. And, Alex, you're to be commended. You're doing a great job. You got millions of people out there that love you and praying for you.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to get, because so many people obviously want to come see the office, but then we'd have fans outside the door, so it's kind of a private facility. It's just that we are trying to go to the next level. And so I appreciate your good report, like you said in your sermon you gave. He has given a good report. Okay, where would you like to begin here today? I've thrown out a lot of stuff.
I tell you what, I'd like to begin with the book because I really believe that this book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns, could revolutionize the churches of America and literally could change the course of the country. You know, when we went through this last debacle with Feinstein and Obama trying to cram this gun control legislation down our throats, it would have happened except for millions of people, freedom-loving, God-fearing people, rose up and said, no, you're not taking my semi-automatic rifles. We are not going to tolerate any more gun control. And they rose up with such a voice that it didn't even pass the U.S. Senate, Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate. So we won a temporary victory. But the thing that we noticed, Alex, was that the pastors of the churches were absolutely silent. They were not even engaged whatsoever. They took no stand. In fact, some of them just said, well, we should do whatever the government says. And so we recognize that, as we, my son Tim and I, that there wasn't anything out there in book form addressing this subject. And so we set out to do that, and we really put our hearts and our minds in this. We put together, we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Bible verses. You know, there's been a lot of books written on the Second Amendment from a constitutional point of view, or historical point of view. Alex, there's not a book out there anywhere.
No, I know. The book came in a couple of weeks ago. I could not put it down. And the issue is, even if you're not a Christian out there or religious, folks, they have captured the World Council of Churches and ecumenicalism and all of it, the churches. Major Methodist churches are taking the crosses out from San Francisco to Austin, Texas. They're sending in change agents who are really globalist operatives. The Southern Baptist Convention is saying, okay, there's no Second Amendment. Major Catholic publications are coming out saying, time to repeal. That's the headline, the Second Amendment. Explain how the country was founded, Pastor, as also a historian, and versus what they've done now. I mean, the globalists knew they had to get the churches. And, folks, you need to know that if you're in one of these 501c3s worshiping the government, you might as well move to North Korea and worship Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, the history of our country is really the history of the church. There would have been no Bunker Hill. There would have been no Lexington Green. There would have been no Concord Bridge. No Declaration of Independence. There would have been no United States of America had it not been for the pastors of colonial America that the British Crown called the Black Regiment. They called them that because of the long black robes they wore in the pulpit. But these were men like Jonas Clark, pastor of the Church of Lexington, for example, that taught their congregants what the biblical principles were relative to freedom and liberty, the Second Amendment, the preservation of life, the protection of life, etc. So when the British troops ascended upon Lexington.
Talk to those folks out there. Talk to the preachers. There they are. I'm pointing at the camera. Tell them.
When they ascended on Lexington in April 19, 1775, it was the Minutemen of that time that they called in history now were really nothing more than the congregation of the Church of Lexington, pastored by Jonas Clark. These men had been taught the principles of liberty, of freedom, of self-defense, etc. They knew where the line was drawn. They knew that we only have one sovereign, and that's not government, it's God. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And that any authority, human authority, that tramples the rights of others, that abridges the parameters and jurisdiction that God has granted to it in Scripture, they become tyrannical, and they must be resisted. Because there's only one king, and that's not King George, or it's not the president, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. So the congregants at the Church of Lexington understood this. And when the British troops came, 800 of them, there was about 70, 75 men from the Church of Lexington that stood on Lexington Green, right outside the church where they worshiped every Sunday, with their muskets in hand. And they formed a line of defense. The British saw them, open fire, 8 men were immediately killed. They returned fire in self-defense, and that was the shot fired, heard around the world, and the war for independence began. They went to Concord, they amassed the defense at the bridge, they drove off the British, and everything became history at that point. The point is, that never would have happened had it not been for the pastors of colonial America. And that's the difference that Tim and I saw, Alex, whenever we were looking at this latest gun grab attempt. By Obama.
Oh, I've been to 20 churches in town or more. I don't care, Baptist, whatever it is. It's a bunch of government worship. And what did you think when Billy Graham's organization and his son came out against the Second Amendment? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what I thought, because you read my column. But, yeah, Franklin Graham, you know, and Lamb, Richard Lamb. Of course, you need to understand that Richard Lamb from the Southern Baptist Convention is a member of the CFR. Probably most of your audience, very enlightened audience.
So that's a group sworn to destroy the United States.
Yeah, he's a member of that. So that didn't surprise me. But I really was disappointed when Franklin Graham came out and endorsed portions of the Obama gun grab. I think it shows a couple things. I think it shows how thirsty these guys are to receive the approbation of government. I think, secondly, it shows...
That's like the kiss of death. Whenever the media attacks me, I go, more, more.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they don't get it. They're out of bullets.
I realize that. But let me tell you what. I came out of the religious right, Alex. I was with the Moral Majority back in the 80s. Jerry Falwell was my mentor. I traveled with him on his personal jet. I've been to all the big conferences, as you said. I've met these guys. I've talked with these guys. I know what's going on. There is a desire among so many of them to be accepted by the power elite.
No, it's like status. People get off on it like it fulfills them, like they're not fulfilled till they're hanging around with some billionaire.
Well, there's a lot of perks that go along with it, too. It's not, you know, when you sit at the king's table, there are perks, and they want those perks. But regardless of that, I think there's another with Franklin. I think it was also maybe a little bit of ignorance. I don't know. Some of these guys, I think, are disconnected from reality. First of all, most of them have never studied the Constitution. I'm telling you, most of them have never studied the Constitution. They've never read our history. They have a very myopic view of Christianity. They've been taught in a paradigm that's very limited in scope. And I think that a lot of that lack of education and information, it comes out whenever they start supporting some of these things, and they really don't know what they're supporting. So whether it's one or the other, the matter of the fact is, and I took Franklin to task on this publicly several times, that we cannot allow these Christian leaders who do not know the Constitution to form the opinion of the churches and Christians in America. And that's why we wrote this book.
It's the Bible that does it.
That's exactly right.
If you want to start a new religion called government worship, go do it. Write your new book and try to get your converts. But don't say the Bible says we're supposed to worship government. I mean, according to this Romans 13 interpretation, Germans should have submitted to Hitler, and I guess they did.
Yeah, exactly.
And 20 million of them died.
Exactly. And according to the modern interpretation of the subject at hand, is Christians have no right to defend their Second Amendment rights. They should turn over their weapons should the government require them to do so.
And stand around while somebody saws a guy's head off. The video in England of these guys killing this guy with it. And everybody just stands around, even talks to him, and everybody's so liberal, they're kind of like, yeah, maybe murdering him is good. I mean, he was white. And so, I mean, the answer is set up a wood chipper. All white people are fed into it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Move over organic. The Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Chuck Baldwin's our guest. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Chuck, I was talking to you during the break, and you're the same way. You want to work all the time fighting this, because being oppressed, having tyranny come in and taking over your life is so fundamentally upsetting. And then you see other people just happy to sell out to it. And I think that's a spirit that's in people. But continuing, getting into the book meant to be given to preachers that goes over the hundreds of Bible verses about being armed. What does the Bible say about self-defense versus what these government-run churches say?
Yeah, and not just the pastors, but also the Christians that are in the pews. They need to be enlightened every bit as much. Yeah, the very first chapter of the Bible, when you get into the work of creation, God gave man two basic commands. He told him, first of all, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That's the command of procreation. All right, and then right after that, he said, if any man shed man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. So right away you have the duty and responsibility to provide life. And then secondly, to protect life. The protection of life is just as important as the ability to provide life. So God gave to both of those responsibilities to man. It is ludicrous that God would say to the human family to procreate, have children, have a family, have a home, and then not give them the responsibility and the duty to protect and provide for that family. In the New Testament, the scripture says, if a man provide not for his own, he is worse than an infidel. He's denied the faith. Okay? So provision, of course, going to work, having a job, making an income, providing food and clothing and nourishment and housing and so forth. But also protection. Protecting our families from the criminal element of society.
Look at England, where a guy's getting his head sawed off for like 15 minutes, and 30 people stand around taking photos, not even having empathy. But the basics of civilization is defending your family. The whole Bible is examples of people defending themselves, and God saying, "Who will stand up for me against the wicked ones?"
If you were to take out the stories of the Bible where you find an example of one of God's men resisting evil authority, and sometimes with arms. I mean, look, Jephthah, Samson, Gideon. Take all the judges. Look at the life. Look at Abram.
Look at David. The Philistines said that was their land. He should have knelt to them.
Yes.
Jesus should have done what they said.
In the Garden of Eden, for example, the verse that they often use when Jesus told Simon Peter to put up his sword, they that live by the sword die by the sword. That's the verse that they always, by the way, all these verses are covered in this book. We go all the verses that they use to justify passing.
It'll always say right before or right after what it actually means.
So we use all that. For example, Jesus said right before that passage, he told the disciples that they didn't have a sword to sell their clothes and go buy one. Okay? Jesus commanded them to buy a sword, a Roman sword. Now, understand, too, Alex, that the Roman sword was a military instrument that the Jewish people were not allowed to carry under Roman law.
He was saying, get illegal weapons.
He was saying, get an illegal weapon, a military-style weapon.
The best, most deadliest short sword out there.
That's right. The most effective, efficient self-defense tool in the world at that time. And he actually told them, commanded them to go buy one, even though the Roman law said you couldn't have one. So this shoots.
But that's just Jesus. I mean, he's
that's the Son of God. You know, we're talking about a complete misunderstanding. When Jesus told Simon Peter to put up the sword, notice he did not tell him to give up his sword. Okay, again, an illegal weapon. He's already carrying it with him. There were two swords among the 11 apostles.
It was time for Christ to make the sacrifice, right. So that wasn't the time to fight.
Exactly right. It wasn't the time to fight. Jesus came to die to give his life a ransom for the sins of mankind. He made that very clear. The disciples didn't understand that. Jesus did. He was telling Simon, put up your sword. It's not time to use it. I have come to give my life. I've come to be arrested. I've come to be crucified.
But that's why he was just crying in the garden.
But notice that he also, Alex, whenever the soldiers came, why didn't they arrest Simon Peter when he cut off the ear? I mean, that would have been attempted murder. If you were going to make a legal charge out of that, that would have been attempted murder.
Christ wanted them to go on and be witnesses.
Right. But why didn't they arrest Simon? Why didn't they arrest the disciples? Why didn't they disarm him? Why did Simon Peter leave with his sword?
Because Christ did the miracle.
Because Christ had knocked the soldiers on their can with the power of his voice. And he protected the disciples and their ability to keep keep their arms.
So the witnesses can be there.
Exactly.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. And most people read the Bible, they don't get how deep it is. I mean, there's no literature like it because it's not literature. Be right back with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
On the turning away from the pale and downtrodden and the words they say.
Please don't forget that this radio broadcast is listener supported. When you support our local AM and FM stations, advertisers, or become an advertiser, you help expand our broadcast to people that would never hear the truth or never hear this thought-provoking information, even if you don't agree with a lot of stuff we say. It's time to get outside the cookie-cutter system. When you buy the heirloom non-GMO seeds at the lowest prices, that's what I've instructed my crew to do. We have a giant selection. It's expanding every week. The Seed Center, to grow your own great organic food or to store it for emergency or to give to others. It's so important. InfoWarsStore.com with the Seed Center. We've added a bunch of stuff in there now. Really exciting. My garden's going great as well. Got a bunch of fruit trees as well. I live out in the country outside Austin. We have the ProPure water filtration system. We have only done this one other time, and ProPure sold out. We're their biggest dealer. Sold out in a couple of weeks. So we're only running this for a week. We already have the lowest price on all the ProPure stainless steel gravity-fed filters that blow the competition away. Side-by-side comparisons available at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm a capitalist, free marketeer. We have the lowest prices at 10% off. 15% off Memorial Day special, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Now is the time to start filtering your water. Or if you're already doing it, give the gift to friends and family. That way you help your family. Get them to use a very easy-to-use, takes about 2 minutes to put the filter together, it's like 20,000 gallons or something, so you have to get new filters. They've got special filters that cut out the fluoride as well. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And to keep or not to keep, it's $14.95, folks. Okay, that is very close to cost for what we buy it at wholesale. You need to get this book to every pastor you know and every youth pastor and everybody going to seminary. I don't care whether they're Catholic, Protestant, Mormon, Easter bunnies, whatever they are, this is the Bible. And 70-something percent, some numbers that say 80% identify as Christian. I can get Pastor Baldwin to give me his numbers. They claim to be Christian. I'm not up here on some high horse. I just know that they have taken over our big churches, and I go to them. My wife still goes to big churches in town. And the overall will be good stuff, but still a bunch of government worship at the end of it. And their argument is, well, we're going to save souls, and if everything goes to hell, you know, at least we'll have the souls saved. People are going to be deceived by all this evil if they don't know the big picture. This government is pure evil at the top. They're aborting babies, after they're born. They're wanting to kill them up to age 3 now. The Journal of Pediatrics publishes papers on that. These are not liberals. And the so-called conservatives are just the placeholders for them, so we think we have an opposition to all of this. And I like Senator Cruz coming out and saying our big problem is the Republican Party. We can beat the Democrats. Our big problem is the establishment people like Senator Graham and others, Lindsey Graham. Our problem are people like Franklin Graham. I mean, it is incredible. All the government arms of the teeth and does all this, saying we shouldn't be armed. So this book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. I mean, unbelievable. Why do we supposedly have a military to fight other evil governments? Well, if governments are all ordained by God, then how is that the case? No, if you become evil, God will turn your society over and let the evil take over. Am I correct in saying that, Pastor Baldwin?
You're exactly correct, Alex. And let's not forget that the very fact that when you have a military or a police, that most Christians and most conservatives would recognize the right to enforce the law and to defend the community or the nation, as the case may be. That all of that derives its legitimacy from we the people, okay? They have the right to defend the country and to defend the community with force because we as individuals, created in the image of God, have the right to protect our lives.
We created a government duly constituted amongst men to secure our liberty,
right.
And they are our servants that we have created a professional force. But now that professional force has not become our king.
The point, though, is that Christians need to realize that if they really believe that the military and police have the right to bear arms and to protect society and protect the nation, they only have that right because they got it from us. It is an individual God-given right first.
Yeah, we got it from God.
And it became a collective right as we, the people, ceded to them that authority. But it stems and grows from we, the people. It's an individual right given to us by God. If we don't have a right to defend ourselves individually, then the military does not have a right to defend the country collectively, or the police does not have the right to defend the community collectively. They only have that right collectively because we have the right individually as it was given to us by God. And that's a disconnect that Christians just don't seem to understand.
Well, you're empowering evil when you say good people can't have weapons because they will follow that law and you've just empowered evil.
Well, not only that, I think it shows an utter ignorance on the behalf of the pastors and the Christians of the country who haven't studied the principles of natural law as given to us by God. The seminaries haven't taught it. The Bible college, I mean, look, I've been through all that. You know, I grew up in that. I mean,
how did you wake up then? When was that?
You know, it's a long process. I mean, we all mature at different rates and different levels, but I guess it was probably 1994 when Clinton first got elected. I started my radio show. He was elected in 92. I started my show in 94. I started scouring the news and started, you know, getting involved. I started listening to you, and I started hearing a lot of the other things that were going on in the country, doing my own research, doing my own study, because you don't learn this in school. I had to go into the Bible, search it for myself. I had to do a lot of self-study. And as I began to grow and I began to learn, I realized how much I didn't know. And I began to develop an appreciation for where we are as a people in terms of where we were in our history.
Well, it's certainly advanced now. I learned a lot watching your sermons. And I mean, I sit there, I don't usually get to watch them when they first happen live. I watch them a day or two after my wife watches them. Okay. And people can go to ChuckBaldwinLive.com, but also find them on YouTube.
Right. Yeah, we put all of our sermons up on YouTube now, almost the same day. We have a technical crew that puts them up either on Sunday night or very early on Monday morning. So usually by Monday morning, they're already up on YouTube.
I want to, you know, tonight, I think I'm going to, because I mean, it's my nature, I get excited talking to people and then I run off. You know, at the mouth with a bunch of points, which is good, but also bad. I want to, I think one of the other crews doing the news segment, but I was going to do an interview with you tonight on TV. I think what I should do is just introduce you, and maybe you could preach a sermon tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. You want to do that?
Wow.
I'll bring a lectern in there if you want.
Alex, I'm your servant. Whatever you want me to do.
I don't want to wear you out, but you said you're here to work. You
I'm
want
here to work.
I mean, we're going to do this radio show. We're going to do the interview for Obama Deception. And then you can give an hour-long sermon if you want.
Yeah, whatever you want me to do. But what I want your audience to know is the importance of this book and how it can change the course of the church. Look, in the first 48 to 72 hours after the book was released, a sizable percentage of the orders that we got, Alex, were from pastors. That's encouraging. That's encouraging. What they're saying is, look, we know in our heart that we have the right to keep and bear arms. We know in our heart we have the right to defend ourselves. We know in our heart that it's wrong for the government to tell us to surrender our semi-automatic rifles. But where in the scripture do we find that? They've never been taught. And so that's why this book is so important. It shows them in the scripture where the Bible gives them the authority under natural law and revealed law.
But a lot of these preachers are so government controlled, they'll probably say the Bible is of the devil.
Well, the preachers that are government controlled,
they're going to say Obama is Jesus, basically.
Those people, I don't know that there's any hope for them. The only hope for that is if you're in a church like that, you need to get out.
Well, I'll tell you, we've discovered Bill and Melinda Gates are funding a lot of these churches. And, you know, he's a big collectivist and eugenicist.
Right.
And they send in now from the central churches, the Methodist and others, they send in change agents that are not even, they're atheists. But they're up there running the whole thing. And I'm sure you know about this phenomenon where they're actually just cold-blooded operatives. They're incrementally trying to keep the church there to be basically a Soviet army. But by increments, they're there basically re-educating people.
Well, even the ones that aren't, even your typical 501c.
No, but I'm telling you, there are a lot of them that are operatives.
Oh, I believe that. No, I'm not. I don't have any doubt about that. And we all know about the pastor, what's it called?
Clergy response team.
Clergy response team. The theme has been doing. I've got a lot of pastors that have given me firsthand testimony about that.
Oh, tell us about that. Tell us about that. Or don't forget tonight, because okay. We got the documents, and later people didn't believe me, and then it was on the news.
Right.
They go, oh, turn your guns in, it's of the Lord.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So during an emergency, you turn the guns in.
No, that's written. I mean, they've got that in their training manual.
No, but I want to hear what the preachers, you sure. Briefly, the preachers you know, what did they say?
Sure, I'll be glad to.
I mean, and that's chilling.
Yeah, but the point is that even the ones that are just your typical 501c3 pastor, they really have been buffaloed into thinking that somehow or another, that because they're 501c3, they can't say this, they can't say that, they can't get involved in politics, they can't take a stand. It's an intimidation factor. And as a result, they are afraid to broach.
Well, it's political correctness. I mean, I was at Martin Springs this weekend, and there was a Hispanic guy and two white guys swimming around, and their girlfriends were up on the bank, and one of them goes, let's get Chinese food when we leave here. And the two white guys said to the Hispanic, it's just the white guys that are so politically, you know, correct. They go, shh, don't, you can't say Chinese. And they weren't joking. And now people think everything is like racist or something. And it's the same thing. Once you get yourself in that box, the box only gets smaller to where you're afraid to talk about anything.
Yeah. And that's where these guys are. They really are afraid to talk about it. And a lot of them have never studied it. They've never been taught it. They don't know the first thing about the principles of natural law. They don't know the first thing about the principles of freedom and liberty. Everything that the founding fathers understood from a historical and a spiritual perspective, even the ones that were not Christians, they understood the biblical principles of liberty.
Well, that's why...
That's what's missing today. That's what this book helps to resolve. This book, Alex, I believe if enough Christians and pastors would read it, it would revolutionize the church. And if it revolutionizes the church, it could change the course of the country.
And that's up to the listeners to get the book at InfoWarsStore.com and to go hand deliver it and then a month later say, did you read that? And if the pastor hasn't done that, I'm not a big guy to breaking up churches, but these aren't even churches. How do people make an issue? Hand out flyers? Call for a church meeting about it? I mean, how do you make these churches stop being a New World Order mouthpieces?
Well, first of all, if you are a freedom lover, and you're attending one of these silent, sheepish 501c3 churches, get out. Vote with your feet. You know, they continue to give their tithes and offerings. They continue to support.
But do you tell people I'm leaving because of this?
Yeah, absolutely. They need to know. They need to know that they are not being the shepherd to their flock that God would have them to be. And as a result, the sheep are not going to stay with that shepherd. They need to understand it. As long as they have the crowds and the money and the buildings and the notoriety, what is the motivation they have to make any difference in what they're doing? They're not going to change anything. But if enough people out there in the congregation said, look, it's so late in the day, preacher. Our country is going to hell in a handbasket. We're about to lose our freedoms. Your kids and mine are going to grow up in tyranny. If we, you and me, if we don't do something about it now, and if you're not going to take a stand for my kids and for my grandkids and for the freedom of this country, according to the scriptures that God has given you as a watchman on the wall, then I'm going to go find a shepherd who will. And if enough people did that, I think at least the pastors would say, wait a minute, there's something here I'm missing.
It's incredible. I want you to go over some of the verses that you've got in the book, To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns, written with your constitutional lawyer's sign, Timothy Baldwin. Again, Chuck Baldwin, the pastor's here with us. I mean, this is really the fight, folks. There's hundreds of them in here, but let's get into some of these scriptures and then some of the scriptures they use to go after the guns.
Okay, well, let's go to page 72 and 73. We touched on it just briefly before in the last segment. I mean, if you live by the sword, you'll die by the sword, what Jesus said in the Garden of Eden. And they take that to mean, well, if you use the sword in any way, then you're wrong, you're sinful, you shouldn't do it. And that's what Jesus said to Simon Peter in the garden, when actually the opposite is true.
Well, then how do you send the military off of the sword? It's just totally hypocritical.
What Jesus was saying, though, he was saying, if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Alex, what he was saying was, the tyrants,
they live by the sword offensively.
That's right. They live by the sword by inflicting harm upon others through brute force.
And we have the sword for defense.
As a result, they will die by the sword. And that verse is repeated in Revelation chapter 13 and verse 10. And it says the same thing again. And he's talking about, that was not a warning to Simon Peter. That was a promise to Simon Peter. He was saying to Simon, look, it's not time for you to use the sword.
Saying, vengeance is mine.
That's right. It's not time for you to use the sword now because I came to die and give my life a ransom for the souls of men. You put up your sword. But they that live by the sword, these tyrants that enforce their will by the edge of the sword, they are going to die.
Because next he says, go and buy a Roman sword.
No, he said that before that. He said before that, go buy a sword. And there were already two of the disciples that were carrying swords. Simon Peter was the other one. I think probably Matthew was the second one. Jesus told the rest of them.
And by the way, if they caught you with a sword, they would crucify you.
Well, it was against the law. It was against Roman law.
So he said, break unconstitutional assault weapon bans.
Exactly.
But that's Jesus. We should listen to the preacher, not him.
Yeah, Jesus did. I mean, that's something that most pastors just have never thought about. And to your audience out there, ask your pastor, do you realize when Jesus told his disciples to buy a sword, he was talking about the Roman sword, the most efficient, effective self-defense tool in the world. It was a military-style weapon. He was telling them to purchase a weapon that the Roman government had forbade the Jewish people from owning and possessing. He was requiring them that they break human law in order to fill God's law. Now, that is something that most pastors have never even thought about. And we know it's the same sword because in the Greek language, the same word is used when Jesus said the sword as it was in Romans 13 when he talked about the government. They bear not the sword in vain. He's talking about the government in Romans 13.
Well, plus he's saying, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar. Whose face is on it? It's the government's currency. So, of course, they control it, he's saying. It's like, you know, using Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, my point is that it's the same word for sword that he used when he told the disciples to go.
Yeah, but Daniel,
it's the same word.
Daniel should have done what he was told to not go in the lion's den. The other people shouldn't have gone in the fiery furnace. They should have done what they were told. According to these preachers.
Yeah. I mean, take all the
stories. John the Baptist should have done what Herod said.
Take all of the stories out of the Bible where you have an example of one of God's people resisting evil authority, resisting the law, and you're going to take out a sizable portion of the Bible. In fact, in a general way, I would say, find me a major Bible character that did not resist.
I think, because I've read the whole Bible quite a bit, not as much as you, I'd say 70% of the Bible. I mean, Moses should have done what Pharaoh said. He resisted. He was a bad person.
Moses, when he, according to Hebrews, he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the riches of Christ. The reproach of Christ, greater riches. When did he do that? He did that when he killed the Egyptian taskmaster who was murdering the Jewish slave.
He protected someone.
He should
have helped the taskmaster kill the old man.
If the rest of the Hebrews would have understood what Moses was doing, they would have joined him at that point, and they would have saved themselves from 40 years of tyranny. But because they wouldn't follow Moses then, they had to go through 40 more years of tyranny.
Unbelievable. You heard it. Moses was evil. He defended an old person. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to let the government kill them.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
ladies and gentlemen, we have a clip coming up here in a moment. Do we have that queued up? Obama just like 3 minutes ago during the break, this was live, he's up there talking about how great it is to have drones killing U.S. citizens without due process and how liberal that is and how he's going to get 5 more peace prizes for it. And, you know, he's got his disinfo trolls out there saying that, and all sorts of baloney about us. And probably a Code Pink lady, the way they sound, gets up there and says, you know, there's people on a hunger strike. Oh, yeah, they're dying. And it's mainly innocent people at Gitmo. It's just a torture base. Meanwhile, the globalists run the real al-Qaeda on record in Libya and Syria and then use the extremists they wind up to as a pretext to take our liberties. And, of course, this is now becoming mainstream news, thank God. And people are like going, wait a minute, you bring in the radicals, then they kill people, then you take our rights, and then you're funding their commanders. Yeah, the people doing it are extremists. But the point is that they're being wound up. But here is Obama being heckled. And this went on for a while. Here it is.
So let me finish, man. Good. So today, once again, today, I'm about to address it, man, but you got to let me speak. I'm about to address it.
Commander in Chief.
Let me address it. Why don't you let me address it, man? Why don't you sit down and I will tell you exactly what I'm going to do.
Sit down and I'll lie to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Said he wouldn't hire lobbyists.
Thank you.
Did hire him.
You should let me finish my sentence.
Look at that arrogance.
Today.
Said he wouldn't do bailouts, but he did.
Once again, call on Congress to lift the restrictions on detainee transfers from Gitmo. I have asked...
This is pure bull.
I have asked the Department of Defense to designate a site in the United States where we can hold military commissions. I'm appointing a new senior envoy at the State Department.
All right, that's enough. Shut it down. We're going to go into overdrive and let the pastor finish. But folks, the reason we played this is they make it act like it's conservative to have people secretly held with no due process and tortured for years, even when it's found they're innocent, and then release the really bad guys to go out from there and commit attacks as their promise of getting out. That's happened. That's a mind control base on record. The CIA has a mind control facility. That's like frontline PBS. Well, you're chomping at the bit here, Pastor. We're going to get your take on it. But you caught it. That's why I love Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He's smart. There's so few people that really get stuff. And I'm not, you know, bragging or also being patronizing. It's true that, folks, they're setting the precedent to set up, which they've already built some of them, giant domestic prisons with no due process here for citizens as well, instead of Cuba. And it's like, oh, we demand you close Gitmo. You bet. I'll move people here and secretly hold them. No, Pastor, I saw you. I get that.
Yeah. You know, we all know about these FEMA camps that have been popping up all over the country. We know about the Department of Homeland Security is buying, you know, all kinds of, how many billion rounds of hollow point ammunition?
2 billion rounds.
Thousands of tanks and... weapons, and this is all for the Department of Homeland Security. This is supposed to be domestic enforcement. So who they plan on using all that against? I mean, and then he's talking about building a facility like Gitmo in the United States of America. I mean, oh boy, Alex, just stay on the air, man. Keep putting this stuff out.
Well, I need your prayers. Because let me tell you, we're definitely right over the target.
Absolutely. If you weren't over the target, you wouldn't be catching flack.
Well, they wouldn't put you in the Mayock Report as a terrorist. Yeah, along with that evil Ron Paul.
Yeah, me and Ron Paul.
You know, he says the TSA always gives him double checking because, you know, he's dangerous.
Oh, I could tell you.
No criminal record, never had a speeding ticket.
I could tell you some stories on that myself.
I want to hear it. We're going into overdrive right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.